Welcome to the DSS podcast series. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues on, innovative technologies will become essential to our safety. The relationship between patients and healthcare delivery will never be the same, causing us to reimagine the ultimate potential of healthcare IT now and into the future. These are some of the core themes that will be highlighted in a July 21st Opal Group webinar titled Emerging from a Pandemic: How Necessity Will Drive Innovation in the Post-COVID-19 Healthcare Ecosystem. And today we're joined with Christopher Cunney, Chief of Strategy and Business Development at DSS, and Roy Hammer, Chief of Client Engagement at DSS, who will be providing us with a preview of what they will be covering in this webinar. And Christopher and Roy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks.
Absolutely. Great to have you both here today. And let's start at a high level, if you don't mind. Tell us what you'll be covering in this Opal Group webinar. And I know it's really going to be about innovation in the post-COVID-19 healthcare ecosystem. And we'll start with Christopher.
No, absolutely. I think it's obviously a very timely topic. You know, COVID-19 has affected, you know, every industry, you know, across this globe, especially healthcare. And in fact, it's turned a model of care completely on its head, just as a result of all the challenges associated with managing the individuals impacted by the pandemic. The interesting thing that is emerging as a part of that remediation or management of the delivery of care is the need to leverage technology more and more in that process. And so you're finding healthcare, which in many cases have been slow to adopt, you know, emerging technologies now embracing it and having almost an insatiable appetite for it. So clinical capabilities such as, you know, contact tracing, you know, virtual care, mass temperature screening, you know, and many, many more are now becoming the norm for the delivery of care process, which in, you know, in recent past may have been technologies that were still very much considered at the forefront of healthcare IT. And so we're going to touch on those topics and talk to you a little bit about some of the technologies that are starting to emerge. And we're going to try to take a little bit of a different spin on it as well, because I'm sure many folks have heard a number of different presentations on this. And we want to just give you a different lens on it also. What do you think, Roy?
Yeah, I would agree. I think to add to that, some of these technologies are not new to the marketplace, but to your point about healthcare's slowness to adopt. And I think the pandemic made it very evident that speed is of essence, and the necessity of having things, you know, made them move past the death by committee factions that many healthcare systems have faced. So these technologies now, once they're in, they become adopted because they're part of the workflows and they're part of the necessity of care that these providers are looking for. So I think that hopefully that breeds a next way of looking at things in the healthcare IT space, that people will see how the coefficient of drag doesn't have to exist going forward.
Excellent. Now let's dive in a little bit into some of these next gen innovations that will be playing a role in what many people are calling the new normal. And we'll start with Roy on that one.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. So what I've seen is the ability to take care of patients that are not in the bed or have just left the bed, and you want to keep them out of the hospital. I mean, obviously with COVID, people didn't want to go to the hospital. They're fearing for their health, but the ability for them to connect with their providers, whether it's visual or monitoring or just a wearable on your wrist that goes back into the workflow of the provider that they can not only see and learn and then diagnose from, is going to be a big key going forward when people are taking care of post-acute with heart monitors, or basically pre-acute, if you will, with their wearables telling them, hey, you're showing signs that you might need to get these tests. So I think that's a big one. The key underpinning of that one in that space and all these spaces is the sharing of the data. And I think that's one thing that the next wave of technology will force upon healthcare is the sharing of this data fluidly across the system, the health ecosystem.
All right, great. Christopher, anything to add to that one?
Yeah, I just add, you know, I think one of the things the pandemic has really made acute is the impact that the virus has on the care provider themselves. I mean, these individuals, because they're in close contact with the folks who are infected, are prone to get infected as well. And so, you know, we'll touch and talk a little bit about some technologies that help to reduce the risk, those individuals having to come in contact on a ongoing basis with these individuals, as well as, you know, kind of some non-traditional types of technologies that are impacting the delivery of care as well. For example, you know, the whole issue around PPEs, our personal protective equipment, and having access to that information and ensuring that you've got enough of the right materials available to your clinicians to continue to provide a high level of care and reduce the risk of infection upon themselves. So we'll be talking a little bit about some of those technologies that are emerging in the market and how, you know, they're benefiting and reducing that risk upon those clinicians and on the patients themselves too.
That's great. And it certainly seems like the pandemic, unfortunately, is living on, especially here in the United States. But once we finally get to that point when it's behind us, what will the health IT ecosystem look like and will it be stronger? And we'll start with Christopher on that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you think about a pandemic, you know, it's a, to a certain degree, it's a natural disaster as well. You think about things like a hurricane or earthquake or tornadoes that, you know, hit a community and how we respond to those things. The thing about those types of natural disasters, they have a very, you know, short, finite window. They happen within a day or two or hours at a time. And then, you know, the local communities rally around that group that's affected to try to start the remediation and recovery process. With a pandemic, it's something that happens gradually and then begins to affect a much broader set of the population. And in fact, as you can see here in the United States, it's affecting every state, every community, and every individual in some form or fashion. And so it has these spikes and valleys that goes through as well too. And so these technologies that we'll be referencing are hoping to hopefully manage the delivery of care during the pandemic over that longer period of time and as the spikes occur, but also will now become a part of the norm of the delivery of care because one, patients will have adopted it as a standard for the delivery of care, and then healthcare organizations will start to see some intrinsic value in continuing to leverage those technologies going forward. And without giving away our entire presentation, I mean, obviously one that stands to mind is telemedicine. I mean, we've all seen how that's impacted all of our lives and how it's impacted the pandemic. We'll touch on that one as well as others that we believe will now be the new norm in the delivery of care process.
All right, great. Roy, anything to add to that one?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. I think the commentary I've heard some of our colleagues mention is this could be the Amazon moment for healthcare, right? This is the moment when things just got completely disrupted across the board. And I think the IT ecosystem is going to be stronger. It'll take some recovery time. I mean, as you mentioned, this is impacting everybody across every county, every socioeconomic group, and all healthcare providers are going to be hit for a while. But when they rebound and they come back through, I think they'll be stronger and probably more agile. I mean, their agility to react have shown been completely exposed in this pandemic. So the learnings they'll take from this and the learnings that the vendors like DSS and Juno EHR take from this is how to help them adapt fast and be at the forefront. And what next change hits, whether it's a pandemic or whether it's an economic crisis or whatnot, but I think that definitely will be stronger.
That's great. And you mentioned Juno EHR, Roy, and that plays perfectly. My next question was, tell our listeners a bit more about Juno EHR, and we'll start with you on that one, Roy.
Yeah, so Juno EHR is really, we envision it as the next generation EHR. It's completely reimagined in the focuses around the clinicians and providers. Legacy EHRs were built to get the bill out and to collect data around charges and billing. And those days are behind us. We've got to look forward into the days where you've got clinicians who are reacting to things like COVID-19, who are taking care of patients who may not be around them, who have different abilities with, whether it's, you know, I mean, think about the first CPOE installation was put in with very little wireless technology to exist. And we're looking at 5G technology to support us going forward. So we've taken the approach of designing this by clinicians, for clinicians, with a fourth and fifth generation of EHR outlook as our vision and our target. So that's kind of what we're looking at. Christopher, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I know. I completely agree with you, Roy, as well. And I think that, you know, tomorrow's healthcare ecosystem is patient-centered. You know, everything from patient-centered medical home to virtual care to AI technologies to, you know, population disease management to mapping the human genome. Now, it's all centered around how do we provide better care to the patient in the most cost-effective way possible. What we've seen in these current generations of EHRs, which obviously are playing a key role to what's happening with the pandemic, is that they've got some inherent gaps in them, and it makes it really difficult for the clinicians to do what they do best, which is focus on the patient. And as Roy said, we tried to reimagine Juno EHR from the standpoint of the clinician, and how do we create a technology that enables them to be a better provider, a better clinician. It provides information at their fingertips without having to burden them with focusing on, you know, a tremendous amount of administrative and data entry to capture patient information. And so we want to leverage, you know, best of breed platforms that integrate well into it, that capture information passively, but also put enough intelligence in the technology that it becomes a support mechanism or a value add resource for the clinician, not something that limits them from providing a quality of care. So we're excited about the journey that we're on with Juno, and we're excited about really revolutionizing the healthcare EHR market.
Awesome. Well, we really look forward to hearing your presentation on July 21st with the Opal Group, with your webinar. But before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or any parting shots? And we'll go with Christopher first on that one.
No, I really, you know, enjoy working with my counterpart, Roy. I think, you know, we both have a similar vision, and the rest of the DSS commercial team on Juno and the other products that we're bringing to market to support the next generation healthcare technology needs. I definitely welcome everyone to join us next week and listen in. Hopefully you'll get some interesting insights on what we're sharing, a little bit of a different twist in those emerging technologies that are happening as well. So I invite you to join us, and I look forward to offering our perspective on it.
Awesome. Thank you, Christopher. Roy, any last thoughts?
I'd second his comments on working together in our team. It's an exciting time to be in healthcare IT. It's an exciting time to be at DSS. We're looking forward to what Juno can bring to the marketplace, and hope that everyone will join us next week.
Awesome. Well, this concludes this DSS podcast interview with Christopher Cunney, Chief of Strategy and Business Development at DSS, and Roy Hammer, Chief of Client Engagement at DSS, who will be participating and hosting a July 21st Opal Group webinar titled Emerging from a Pandemic, How Necessity Will Drive Innovation in the Post-COVID-19 Healthcare Ecosystem. And Christopher and Roy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.